The guy who's going to hear, you're going to hear right now, was promoed by Ron Adams.
Oh.
Warrior assistant coach said, well, if Bruce is coming on next, you better get me off because Bruce actually has something to say.
Yeah, Bruce.
What he said.
Yeah.
So, Bruce Jenkins, you're coming with the approval of Warrior assistant coach Ron Adams.
Yes.
And, of course, ours, too. We love talking to you, man. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Oops.
Ron's way, he might see clear to give me a little plug there.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff.
No, that's cool. Yeah. Ron Adams is the best.
He really is.
Well,
yeah.
Just you know, is Bruce? It's like the lost art of a conversation. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, he's an extremely bright guy, and he's done so much behind the scenes. I love that he's still affiliated with the team. He was thinking of cutting back for a while, and he did. I mean, he's not quite as prominent, but. You know, on the defensive end, he's always got something to say, and it just keeps paying off year after year. What a way to wind down a career, huh?
He was heaping all the praise on this new assistant from Serbia. They're calling him Deki. He's the guy who really has worked with Looney on footwork and positioning. And, I mean, the Warriors just keep adding. I mean, we'll just start there, Bruce, when we talk about this achievement they've now chalked up last night. The staff that Kerr assembles every year. And guys come and go, and then here's this guy from Serbia, Deki, and he's crediting Looney's improved play with this guy's coaching. And once again, Steve Kerr and Bob Myers are just always improving.
Yeah, I think that guy's going to be working with Wiseman, too, down the road. But yeah, Looney in particular, it's amazing how all of a sudden he's always open around the basket. All of a sudden he's down there and they're hitting him and he's got the perfect position. He's not a great finisher, but he's getting better at it, and he's getting free throws out of it, and he's become this threat on the offensive end and getting millions of offensive rebounds. And it's just we've always loved Looney, but he's blossomed so much just recently in the last month.
Yeah,
at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, credit Deki from Serbia. There it is.
I think Desmond Decker has to figure somehow.
Nice, Bruce.
Very
nice,
good,
man.
Bruce. Very good. Yeah. Saw him, Bruce, live at Slim's in his later years. It was a privilege,
right?
A treat.
Yeah.
He was wearing oddly enough, he was wearing a Dennis Rodman Chicago Bulls jersey with no T-shirt underneath, and it was heck of a look. You know what I mean?
Well, that was the ultimate style in those days. A little risky.
He's
not afraid to take a chance, that guy.
All right, Bruce. Well, listen, you're one of the great basketball. First of all, I mean, we know what you do with baseball. You do it every weekend with Marty, and your great love and writing of baseball. But you're equally a basketball historian. Growing up in L.A., you were privileged to those great Laker teams and those rivalries with the Celtics. So you always had a foot in the door on great basketball history. Well, that's what we're dealing with right now, Bruce. Now, I know they haven't won it yet, but getting to six finals in 8 years is now this rarefied air. Only the Jordan Pippen Bulls, the Lakers, and the Celtics have done it. Just kind of wondering, as you poured your coffee this morning and thought about this achievement, what stands out to you?
Well, before Klay got hurt, and they were getting to the finals every year, and they won the three titles, and they probably would have won another one if the Draymond thing hadn't happened. It reminded me so much of the old Celtics, who I grew up in L.A., but I was sort of an obnoxious, not too obnoxious, hopefully, Celtics fan, like right from the start, like from 62 on. And just because of the team concept, I fell hard for that. I'm a sucker for selfless play and ball movement and just winning with pure fundamentals. And the Warriors, their system was so beautiful to watch. And I just thought, if those guys could get back, and they're all healthy, I don't see why they can't do it again. Old guys win is an old adage in the NBA. You've seen it a million times. Those Celtics were a great example, but so many times, an old hand, like an Isaiah Thomas, a Magic Johnson, guys have been around. Tim Duncan, I mean, so many examples of old guys who know how to win. Now we're looking at Curry, and all three of those guys, but Curry's the ultimate example, being the leader of the Warriors. But and now we're seeing it again. It was just so heartwarming last night to think that these guys could pull off another title, and it's a beautiful thing. The way the Warriors move the ball, they've changed the league, and Curry changed the league, and everybody's shooting three-pointers now. But you look around, and so many teams, it's like they form like a semicircle. Like they're just all standing out there and whipping around as who's going to shoot the next three-pointer. And they might attack the basket every now and then, but the Warriors, while you're waiting for them to kill you with three-pointers, just routinely get stuff going inside, moving and cutting and layups and lobs and dunks, and that 2 points to the death. That's what I love about them, and nobody does it like they do.
Yeah. It's just so beautiful to watch. 36 assists last night.
Oh, my goodness.
By way of comparison, the Mavericks had 22. That's 14 more times a basket was assisted last night. And it, you know, we've just gone on and on. It's just this day to give, as they say, give Steph his flowers. Anthony Slater wrote in The Athletic, it had some quotes from Lacob and Kerr. They said, he's everything. He is the culture.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, I mean, listen, LeBron James is an incredible player, and he is a great passer, but wherever he's gone, there's been, you know, slight, I don't want to say, just sort of a, well, he's on the move a lot, you know what I mean?
Coaches lose their jobs, you know, things like that. Things like that.
These are great, great players.
That alone takes LeBron out of this particular category we're talking about, because Steph has stuck around. And you know, just watching Luka Doncic last night, there was an awful lot of frustration.
Yes.
Knowing that he doesn't have the team. He's not in the kind of shape that Curry's in. He, at times he looked kind of bitter and frustrated, especially in the first half. There's a lot of resignation there. Yeah. And it just shows you how, and this is a guy who, you know, that team just dismantled Phoenix. Phoenix is going, who the hell is Doncic? Guy's just, he's ridiculous. He can kill you by himself, but he really can't. If the other guys, you know, Phoenix was all discombobulated at absolutely the wrong time, and he ran into a Warriors team that's still reaching its peak.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, we're talking to Bruce Jenkins of the San Francisco Chronicle as the Warriors celebrate. This is the day they celebrate before they start thinking about the NBA Finals, celebrating their achievement and celebrating the energy. You know, it's one of the things, it is part of the storyline, Bruce, is the building. I mean, the move from Oakland was emotional, and it was a big deal, and it bruised some people, and some people said they'd never come back. Others said, hey, I'm with the Warriors no matter what. I mean, obviously, enough that there was a gigantic crowd out there last night having fun. But Steph mentioned it in his post-game comment. He goes, to do it in this new building, you know? And it was sort of significant, don't you think, Bruce, to sort of put one on the wall there?
Yeah, it's extremely important to Joe Lacob and to Rick Welts, who's not with the team, but who was the driving force behind Chase Center. And Peter Guber, I mean, you knew that they were going to move to San Francisco eventually from the day they took over.
Yep.
I believed in the mystique of the Oakland Coliseum Arena and Oracle, as it became known. And I wondered if they could ever recapture it. You know, now that the big three guys are back, there's no stopping them, I don't think. But that's a real thing, and this is a huge thing for Chase Center. And let's face it, you know, as nostalgic as I am about Oakland, and I always will be, it's a fabulous building, and it's rocking, and it's very, very modern, and it's got everything you want. And this is so cool that you know, it's happening right on time. And obviously, nothing was going to happen the last 2 years. They just weren't prepared to play that kind of ball. But now, all of a sudden, they are at the perfect time.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it to have, like, get that stigma of they can't win one at Chase, you know?
Oh my God.
Like Levi's. Niners haven't won one since they've been to Levi's, right? We haven't mentioned Clay. I mean, listen, I mean, Bruce, he's, you know, what do you want to comment on his personality and how relaxed he is, his droll charisma, his dog.
I mean,
the
whole NBA loves this dude. It's not just Warrior fans. Clay's likability.
And I think us as sports media people, we talk about a guy's rehab without realizing the actual gruel.
Oh, the agony.
Of the rehab, you know? And I think that's what he was feeling in that this was a significant journey. There's not many players, Bruce, that I can think of who
and lead their team in scoring in a closeout game. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's so heartwarming. When Ernie Johnson made a point of interviewing Clay, you know, in the post game, which it was supposed to be just about the guy who won the Curry MVP, but Ernie Johnson just insisted on getting Clay over there, and I thought Ernie was almost tearing up as he asked the question.
Yeah,
you know, Ernie's been through some health problems himself, and he's had, you know, tragedies in his family, and he's been through an awful lot, and I think it was just rising to the surface to watch this guy standing there. In his glory, coming back from an ACL and an Achilles, and just, you can just imagine him you know, a year or two ago, just thinking, am I going to be able to pull this off?
Yeah.
I mean, and just he rises in terms of the way the nation looks at the Warriors. Obviously, Draymond's going to have people who will never get behind him, as they just won't. Of course, unless he joins their team, which isn't going to happen. But and Curry, you know, Curry's got his detractors too. That always baffled me. But I'll tell you, Klay Thompson, man, he's a man for the people. He's a man for the world.
He really is. And then we got to, you know, other things that come to light in a night like last night is the move Bob Myers made to handle the Kevin Durant fallout. So Durant's out. Marcus Thompson says on KNBR, KD out. And when he leaves, what do you do at that point? Yeah, what do you do? And so what he does is the sign and trade for D'Angelo Russell. And everybody said, wait, yeah. D'Angelo Russell, he's a gunner. He's not a ball movement guy. And, well, we're going to keep him around, they say. Well, no, they kept him for 30 games, Bruce, and then shipped him to Minnesota. And that's the move, right?
Huge.
That's the move.
Yeah, he was an asset.
Right.
And he became the centerpiece of the trade that's, you know, looks like it's going to go down with a very – best they've ever made. I mean, they get Wiggins and at least a Kuminga as the draft pick. I mean, come on, that Kuminga's, I don't think he played at all last night, even at the end, but he obviously he's going to be heard from. He's spectacular talent. But I think so many things that Myers has done. I mean, you look at the Jordan Poole draft now, it's like, wow, the Moody draft. You know, bringing in Porter and Bielitsa, I mean, it's just been one masterful stroke after another. Yeah, you know, just the faith that they've all showed in Jordan Poole and guiding him along. You're not a bust, man. You've got the talent to be a star in this league, and he's absolutely a star now. What they've done with Wiggins since he got there, you know, I think if he'd gone anywhere else, I think we'd still be looking at a guy who's really good, but there's so much more there, and you're not getting it. But here, it's not all Bob Myers. Obviously, it's a whole organization, but Myers just epitomizes it all.
Yeah, and then just kind of, you know, it's funny because when great teams win, you just focus on them, but you don't think about the road to get there. You think Denver Nuggets, you know, they had their own dreams. Nope. Memphis Grizzlies, they had their own dreams. Nope. Dallas Mavericks, they beat Phoenix in 7. Here they come. Nope. They checked them all off. And in reflection, Bruce, as we sit here this morning, looks like Memphis was the one all along. Memphis was the hurdle.
Yeah, when the Warriors played Memphis earlier this season, Draymond went out of his way to say, this is a huge game for us. Mm. They knocked us out of it last year. It was very contentious. They got a little swag to them. They think they're taking over.
Right.
This is big, you know, and that was, I think, you know, in retrospect, they were a tougher opponent than maybe Phoenix would have been. I thought they'd beat Phoenix. I thought they'd beat anyone in the West and went on record for that, but... and you realize when you look at the teams, once it's done, once you look at Dallas, once you look at Memphis and Denver, you realize how far they have to go. You know, they all look good in terms of, you know, who are the stars and who are they going to be able to bring back from health problems and everything. But are they going to be able to have what the Warriors have on the court in the fourth quarter of a tight game? That just that familiarity and the trust in each other, and the big shot could literally come from anywhere. Well, maybe not Ron Adams, but
yeah.
you know what I mean? I mean, it reminds me so much of the Celtics. Every single time it came down to a big moment, you're looking at guys who've been playing together for 6-7 years. It's just a beautiful thing to watch it happen again, and to have it here in the Bay Area is extremely special.
And, by the way, did it all without Gary Payton, who will be back.
Wow. I hope he comes back. That would be wonderful. I mean, he's got his legs. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
He might be able to play some tough defense, if nothing else.
Bruce, for a romantic like you, Warriors-Celtics?
That sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, I might be doing a retrospective on 1964.
Ooh.
Russell and Wilt. Come
nice,
on.
Nice. Yeah.
How about that? Al Addles, Tom Mascheri, and the Celtics dynasty just really getting started and playing in the city, you know, at the Cow Palace. The Warriors did not prevail, but Wilt didn't stick around, unfortunately. But, you know, at the time, it was a little early for me. I didn't get up here until 66. But that's worth a look back for sure. I mean, it's very cool. It's It's the good West Coast, East Coast thing that, that prevailed for so many years, whether it was the Knicks or the Celtics and the Lakers and all that, and 76ers.
And I think in 2022 it would be a ratings bonanza.
Oh, totally.
Fantastic. Yeah, off the charts. Yeah.
Great theater. Great theater. All right, Bruce, you're the best, man. And Ron, by the way, you should know that Ron Adams, when he willingly got off the phone because he said Bruce is better.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm just sitting at home watching the French Open, which is what I imagine, Bruce, after you hang up this phone, you're going to do too.
Yeah, he might probably be writing a little poetry afterwards.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Something. What rhymes with Garrett? What rhymes with Roland Garros? I don't know. Is that Eric Karros? Get that, all right?
Whatever it is, he'll find it.
I once saw Eric Karros at Roland Garros. That's my poem. All right, Bruce. Off you go, man. Thanks,
buddy. So much, Bruce.
All right, guys.
Bruce Jenkins of the San Francisco Chronicle.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
me. Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.